Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Dina King, publisher at ncpreps.com. I'm here, your host, with staff analyst Dolphus Pearson III. How are you doing today, Dolphus? We must have some technical difficulties here. Let's just try and see if we can find out what's going on here. Are you here?
Dolphus. Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me? Hello?
What's going on with the show? Evidently, we're having some technical difficulties. I want to start with the football recruiting part of the show is going to be a shortened version of the show today. First player we're going to talk about is 2019 offensive lineman, Ben Miller from Charlotte Country Day. He's going to be making his decision tomorrow, Friday, July 29th, on Twitter about 9 o'clock. Four of his top favorite schools are NC State, UNC, Arkansas, and Kentucky. So he's going to be making his decision, a three-star offensive lineman. Dolphus, are you with us now?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm with you. I'm having some technical issues over here, but yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, just checking. I think we both kind of had some technical issues. But you seen Tristan Miller at the Freak Show and some of the other on film. What's your opinions of Tristan Miller?
Yes, ma'am. The first thing that sticks out about Tristan Miller is he's a very athletic offensive lineman. He's very athletic. Again, as you stated, we did see him throughout the Freak Show. And first thing is, he's definitely going to fit the he's going to pass the eye test for sure. He definitely fits that mold of that prototypical college offensive tackle. And, again, like I said, he's very athletic. He moves very well. And he had a great first punch throughout all of his one-on-ones and individual drills and everything like that. So he's an impressive prospect. See what place he chooses to call home. But, again, like I said, he's a very athletic player that can go in and really push for some early playing time.
Another kid that we talked about in past episodes, Josh Harris, from a defensive tackle from Pearson High School. He had slated that he was going to make a decision this weekend, but he's pushed that decision back to July the 9th. He's got NC State, UNC, Duke, Tennessee as some of his favorites. I think Harris is a very powerful defensive tackle. And your thoughts on Harris?
Yes, ma'am. Again, as you stated, Josh Harris, not only is he a powerful defensive tackle, but he has that mean streak. He definitely plays with that aggressive style of play, which is definitely needed in the trenches. As you stated, he did move his commitment date back. However, this kid is he's definitely a ball player. Again, like I said, he just plays with that physicality, and that definitely gives him an edge over the competition that he was currently seeing at Pearson. But, again, like I said, he's another one of those athletic defensive tackles. Nowadays, you know, there's defensive tackles that's, clocking in at 4.5s and 4.6s. So, you know, that doesn't really limit your athleticism at all. But, again, Josh Harris, he's just an aggressive lineman. He could play anywhere on that defensive line as well. So it'll be interesting to see what place he picks on July 9th.
One huge commitment came over the weekend. Mount Airy wide receiver Donovan Green, who had been earlier committed to Duke and later decommitted. He opened his recruitment back up, had Notre Dame, UNC, Wake Forest, NC State all get involved. Green decided that he was just going to stay close to home, travel about 30 minutes down the road, Highway 52, and join Coach Dave Clawson and the Demon Deacons. Green, a four-star receiver, along with another recent decommitment, Nolan Grohl from Huff High School that was committed to Wisconsin. Wake Forest picked two four-star receivers in a matter of a few weeks. Big for Wake Forest fans.
Very big, yes, ma'am. And it was definitely a big surprise to see Donovan Green, you know, flip the Wake Forest. Again, as you said, his recruitment was pretty, you know, wide open after he decommitted from the Blue Devils. However, for them to grab another fourth state wide receiver, especially one of Green's talent, again, him complimenting Nolan Griffiths in this class is actually definitely going to help the Demon Deacons for years to come. These are both, as you stated, not only two four-star receivers, but they're electrifying their playmakers. Donovan Green especially is going to go up, and he's going to win majority of those 50-50 balls, as well as he's a deep vertical threat, and Nolan Grills has very soft, sure hands, and he's a great route runner. So these are two great four-star receivers that can really come in and play right away and help the Deeks in the ACC play.
Well, Green, he's an outstanding basketball player too, has an outstanding vertical jump. I've seen him just pin balls on the backboard on his in his basketball game. So a great pickup for Wake Forest. Going ahead to Charlotte, Coffrey Brown. He released his top four a few days ago. Some really big heavyweight teams here in his top four: Georgia, Michigan, Tennessee, and UNC. His brother Diami is already enrolled at UNC. So a big recruit there from in West Mecklenburg. Your thoughts on Coffrey Brown?
Yes, ma'am. Coffrey, again, like as you stated, is a very, very highly touted prospect. His brother is currently at UNC. He took part in the spring practices and everything like that, and he looks as if he's going to be a great player for the Tar Heels. Coffrey is the same type of player. You know, he's electrifying. He shows that playmaking ability almost every time he's on the field. You saw that very well in the camp circuit this year as well, that, you know, he's just a man when it comes to the competition and the defensive backs and creating separation and things like that. So it's not a surprise that he has such heavy hitters in his final list of schools. However, I do think with his having such close ties to UNC Chapel Hill, with his brother Diami already there and taking reps and everything like that, that could possibly help his decision as well to stay in state. But, again, he's a great player, big-time prospect, and it's very exciting to see where he's going to head.
Well, some news that I found out today, I spoke to Rocky Mount. My mind went.
Oh, no, you're fine.
What's Battle's first name? I can't even remember.
Shaheem. Yes, ma'am. Shaheem Battle.
Yes, Shaheem Battle. I'm sorry, Shaheem. My mind's about half crazy. Shaheem Battle, spoke to him this morning. He's released his top five. And then again, some really good teams on programs on this list. Clemson, NC State, Tennessee, UNC, Virginia Tech. All great options for this kid, a four-star defensive back, very tall, 6'2", a kid that, you know, most of your times your corner defensive backs are not that tall, but Shaheem's a perfect size for a defensive back, and he's supposed to be making his decision in around mid-December. So I spoke to him, and, you know, he has nothing but positive things to say about all five programs, and all five programs look like they can offer early playing time for a Battle. Your thoughts on Shaheem?
Yes, ma'am. Shaheem is a long-limbed, very rangy cornerback that, again, if he gets his hands on you on that initial jam, I saw him very vividly at the freak show, and again, his initial jam is very deadly. Again, if he gets into a receiver's chest off the line of scrimmage, you know, 9 times out of 10, that receiver is not going to get off that line. He's very strong for his size. Again, he's very, as I stated, he's long and he's rangy. So that really helped him to recover on some of those deep routes, you know, double moves, things like that. He's very disciplined. That's a big thing about playing the cornerback position. You have to be a disciplined player, and that's the biggest thing I liked about Shaheem Battle's game from just seeing his film as well as when I saw him in person at the pre-show. He's very disciplined. He plays his keys, and not only does he take what the receiver gives him, but, again, he doesn't over-anticipate, and he doesn't try to second-guess on the route and things like that, which really helps put him in the right place at the right time. He's also a two-way player. He plays receiver at Rocky Mount, so that definitely helps him with his cornerback skills as well. But he's a big-time player. He made a significant rise in the final two Rivals 250 list. So he's definitely in the latest Rivals 250. He made a significant jump. So it's definitely good to see, you know, that he's kind of all even keel with the same programs and everything. But again, it'll be good to see where he'll choose because he's a great player. He's a great player, as you stated. All five programs that he's considering, he could play right away.
Well, we're going to jump into our final thoughts this weekend. We'll have the VTO All-American Challenge. I'm sure there's going to be some North Carolina kids there that we can speak of. This is a national event, so there's kids coming from all over the country. If you tuned in last week, we had Vince Jacobs, one of the founders of VTO Sports, on to tell a little bit about this event. It's a huge event because VTO Sports they're based out of Charlotte, and they bring in this national event to Mallard Creek on Saturday and Sunday. It's a two-day event. First day is a lot of on-the-field work and everything, possibly some combine work. I'm not totally sure about that. But the second day, they break down two teams, and they break the linemen off and have some lineman challenges and then their skill positions, maybe some 7-on-7s. And then, you know, at the very end, the All-American Award awardees being given. And you have been to a few VTO events and even was in a participant in that. And you kind of know what goes on at these VTO combines. They do a good job of helping not the elite prospects, but the kids just starting the recruiting process and kids that may be the in-betweeners. Maybe they're not possibly D1 kids, but they're very good D2 prospects. So I know you're planning on attending, and I'll be there too because we're a partner with VTO Sports. So your thoughts on that?
Yes, ma'am. As you stated, VTO, not only is it great just for those prospects that are, you know, possibly trying to get, you know, that exposure or kind of under the radar, but it's definitely great for, you know, not only just the prospects, but the parents of the prospects. Because every time you attend the VTO event, you know, you're going to receive knowledge and information on the recruiting process. A lot of parents these days are kind of out of the loop as far as that goes. You know, they take their kids to the camps and the combines and things like that, and they just watch them compete. However, the great thing about VTO, and especially with this All-American Challenge, is they're still giving you that tutelage on how to go about, you know, clearing house and the recruiting process and everything like that. And, again, on top of that, you have a chance to compete to be named the VTO All-American. And that is a title that will last with you always, something that you won't forget. And you're going out there and you're competing against the best of the best. So it definitely won't be a title that will be undeserved.
Well, like I said earlier, this is a shortened version of the show. We hope you come back next week and we'll have some updates on this VTO All-American Challenge. I would like to thank our sponsors, VTO Sports and Scorestream, for their support of NC Preps and Dolphins. As always, thanks for joining me today, and everyone,
yes, ma'am. Hope
y'all have a great afternoon.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me again, and thank you all for listening.